You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
You know, as always, whenever we're out and about, even in the past years, it's been a bit of time, we always tell everybody, drive safe out there, be careful when you leave the place. You know, get the designated driver in play. Everything's cool and you do that stuff. You're usually good to go. And when any time you're driving around town and you got a car issue, that's a different story. Whether it's something simple or something major, whatever it is, you need to take your vehicle, your car, truck, or van to the great pros at Expert. That's X-P-E-R-T, Car Care.
That's right, Mark. Expert Car Care Services, that's not what my line. They offer you free inspections and guarantee you the lowest prices in town. Best of all, they'll get you back on the road safe and sound. Oftentimes, Mark, the same day.
That's right, Rob Parker. At Expert Car Care, they service everything up to down, back to forward. You name it, they do it. I'm telling you, whether it's something as simple as a wiper blade, tire repair as major as a whole, tranny or engine. This is what we call it in the business, you know, a tranny, transmission, or an engine. Because, oh, and by the way, I didn't want to forget, if you mention these two good-looking guys that you're watching eating right now.
What guys are those? I don't.
That Sarah sure? says, why am I here for? On the ParkerAndTheMan.com, something good will happen to you.
That's right, Mark. If you do that, mention our names, you will receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if you need one.
Boy, that Deion Sanders interview's got to be riveting. that's right.
Oh, man, hey, man, how you feel?
Just for watching or listening or saying Parker the Man.
Who do you think's better, Don Cornelius or Deion Sanders?
They're both about even. That's $100 in savings passed on to you. It's Expert Car Care. Mike and his great people, I'm telling you, they make it happen in the best way. They got locations for you at 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care is your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Just sit right back and you hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, skipper brave and sure. 5 passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour. The weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the minnow would be lost. The minnow would be lost. The ship sat down on the shore of this uncharted desert isle with Gilligan, the skipper too, a millionaire and his wife, a movie star, the professor and Marianne here on Gilligan's Isle.
This is the long one.
It's the TV theme song Thursday here on Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Hold on.
Rob Parker along with the man Mark Wilson.
Now, I'm here to provide the color commentary for your crappy singing.
What's that?
What was the name? Who knows the name? There's no tickets to give away for this. Who knows the name of the boat on Gilligan's Island? Don't say it. Anybody else know what the boat's
Everybody,
name was?
The boat, that's easy.
The SS Minnow. Okay,
the
everybody
SS
knows
Minnow.
It. Why was it named the SS Minnow? See if anybody knows that. There's a reason. It's not what you think. It's not for a little fish.
It was because of somebody's daughter's name.
The FCC chairman at the time was named Newton Minow. And as a jab to him, they named the boat. Here they got stranded on a boat that didn't work right. They named it after Newton Minow. That's why it's called the SS Minow.
No, but my big question is why.
Newton Minow was his name.
Why was a millionaire on a 3-hour tour, and why did he bring money with him in furs on the trip? That's what I want to know.
No, because he could have come right from the airport.
Right? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but Jim Backus used to say, because we came right from the airport.
But why? He has his own boat. He's a millionaire. Why is he getting on a 3-hour tour?
He wants the experience of driving around Hawaii.
That makes no sense.
All right. Jim Backus explained it years ago.
It is Sports Night with Parker the Man, Rob Parker, along with the man, Mark Wilson, and we're here in Madison Heights having a great time. If you're in the area, come on by. We're on the rocks, 12 Mile and John R. And
let's just recap real quick where we are. So we're just about 4 picks away from the Lions. Jadeveon Clowney goes 1 to the Texans. Greg Robinson, 2 to the Rams. Blake Bortles, first quarterback on, number 3 to the Jaguars. Sammy Watkins, off the board, people. You can't have him here now. Thank God. Goes to Buffalo. The Raiders pick Khalil Mack, the linebacker. And then the Falcons have taken Texas A&M's. Oh, they took a guy from A&M. It just wasn't Manziel. It was Jake Football. Jake Matthews. Not Johnny Football, but Jake Football. And now the Buccaneers on the clock. Lovie Smith, first year, pick is in. What do you think Lovie does? I think he goes defense. I think he goes defense, Rob.
It's defense.
He's a defensive guy. Lovey's going to take a defensive guy. This could be, oh, I don't know who the hell it could be. Could be anybody.
And look at this. Now all they do is have the camera now on Johnny Manziel.
Could we have our first corner go here? Justin Gilbert?
He's sweating.
Derquez Denard. Start looking at him. Here's the commissioner.
Let's hear the commissioner.
With the seventh pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select
Mike Evans.
So he's gone too.
The Lions can't get a receiver. Those guys are all gone.
Hey, Matt Millen, suck it. Yeah. You can't have a receiver, Martin Mayhew.
Unbelievable.
I'm very excited. I'm very excited for you Lions fans tonight.
Absolutely.
Take that.
Finally.
No receiver. Watch him go for some guy. I'm getting through it,
look
dude.
Look at that. He's working it.
I mean, look at me. Look at me. Look at the competitive eater that I am. Talking on the air and getting through this 1 million pound man versus food burger / bacon thing with cheese.
Wait a minute. Dave, grab the mic. Hey, Ray, can you put... No. Put your one...
It's named after me, Rob. You have a hot dog named after me. This hamburger's named after me.
Yes, absolutely. Here we go. Dave, the owner here at On the Rocks. Dave, we got to hear you. What's up?
It's a good time for you.
Hey,
9 o'clock.
Hey, Dave, first I want to say thanks for having us here.
Well, you know, thanks for coming up here.
Yes, having a ball.
Dave knows I love the place. I told him that about a year and change ago, and I'm really happy to be back here for you.
I'm happy that you guys decided to come back down the rocks.
Now,
tell
people what I had. What was I? I ate mine.
That was a Macedonian dish. It's called chivapi.
Chivapi?
Chivapi.
Chivapi.
That's exactly right,
chivapi.
Rob.
Very
chivapi.
Nice.
And it's pork and beef, and it's homemade. It comes back from the old country back in Yugoslavia.
Is that right?
And it's very popular in Eastern Europe.
This is popular in my home.
Very good. Thank you. And now I'm having a teriyaki wing to wash it down.
Oh, I love wings. Oh, we have really good wings.
This
wings
is unbelievable. Good.
And Mark's got like a million-pound hamburger.
But you know
what? Oh, a trade.
That's official burger of Mark.
Trade. The Lions trade down?
No.
Trade.
Can't be trading down. You mean trading up to go?
I mean.
Or into the top 10, in the past 10. Right now, the Browns.
That's a good pickup for Tampa. That really is.
Cleveland had the pick. They've made a trade. They've gone, it looks like, from 8 to 9.
They moved down one spot.
It looks like that. Somebody wanted somebody. Somebody wanted, I don't know who's sitting there that you had to have so bad. Go ahead, finish up with Dave.
So, Dave, go ahead.
Dave, you are like the man amongst men.
What's that open-ended question? What was that?
He's like, he's
Mark, I am married. I'm married.
Exactly. Tell him.
You think I'm hitting on you,
Dave,
dude?
Hey,
Dave, keep making me this, and you're going to be in trouble.
You know, I whatever it takes to make you happy, I'm here to make you happy, and... I've learned it from my wife, you know. The more I keep my mouth shut, the more she keeps it open.
Exactly.
So
there you go.
I've learned a lot.
That's a smart man right
there. You're
a very
good couple, by the way.
She completes me.
Now you got a bunch of shots behind you. What happens here?
Oh, yeah. We're going to do shots over
there. Over there they'll be doing shots.
Our softball team is here, so we're, you know.
Well, Dave, tell everybody what you got going here on most nights when we're not here.
Well, you know, we have we've been voted best karaoke for the last five years in a row. So we do that Tuesday through Sunday. And for all the games, we always do a lot of specials. 50-cent wings, $4 burgers. And it's always a good time here. And everybody always has a good time. And pretty much everybody here that comes in here, they're all regulars. And you come here one time and... You're pretty much a regular.
Right. And I tell people even to this day, I said, if you're into karaoke, this is the place to come to.
Oh, we make everybody sound good.
This is the place to be in Metro Detroit, maybe in the Midwest if you want to hang out with some karaoke stuff.
Yeah. Our hostess, her name is Cora. She does a good job on making sure everybody sounds good. And everybody does. She does a great job.
Well, as we said, it's so easy to get to. It's 12 miles if you're heading east. You take your right on John R. and you're right on the right-hand side, not even a half mile down. It's that simple to find.
Yeah, if you guys come up here, make sure you guys ask for a rewards card, our black card, we call it. When you sign up, you get a $5 coupon. And every time you accumulate 200 points, you get a $10 gift certificate. Birthdays, anniversaries, special events, we'll send you out free money.
You do a great job here.
Very nice. Thank you.
Give it up to Dave on the rocks. Yeah. Come on. And his lovely bride.
She's a trooper, I'll tell you.
Okay,
that.
You get trooper status out of the deal.
All right, guys.
All right, come up. We got a sports wrap. The pick is already in. Let's see if we can wait just for this pick. The trade has been made. The Cleveland Browns look like they're on the clock at 8. So we're waiting for the commissioner. We'll just wait for that, and then Gary will take a pause for the cause. But just let's wait around. You know what? Pick might be in, but I don't know when the commissioner's getting up there. Now, this is like the movie Draft Day. And here he is. Here's Kevin Costner now to give you the pick.
The Minnesota Vikings have traded the 8th pick to the Cleveland Browns. With the 8th pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Justin Gilbert.
No. This is Darquez Denard now for MSU. He's the Lions' choice, I'm telling you.
You think so?
I don't think take anything for granted. Justin Gilbert, Oklahoma State. Rob liked him a lot.
I liked him a lot. I'm kind of mad.
Has gone to Cleveland and new coach Mike Pettine. So we'll do this. We'll do that. We got a sports wrap. Get you caught up. We'll continue on. We're just a couple picks away from the Lions. Sports Night with Parker and a Man live and on the rocks in Madison Heights. 12 Mile and John Hour, having us an awesome time on a TV theme song Thursday, AM 1130, WTFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130, WTFN The Fan.
All right, it's time to get you caught up here. I will tell you this, some good news for Red Wings fans. It looks like Mike Babcock and the Toronto Maple Leafs, probably not happening. Randy Carlyle signed an extension today from Brendan Shanahan to be the Leafs coach. So that rumor about maybe 1 year and out and go to Toronto, although Carlyle is forced to fire all his assistants. Don't be surprised if Dave Lewis doesn't end up in Toronto as an assistant coach. I know what you say to that.
I couldn't keep a job doing that. I just couldn't, because basically you're blaming everybody except for me.
Right. Carlisle has to say goodbye to them, but he gets an extension and a raise.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, people lose jobs and he gets to keep going. No, I agree with you. I always thought that's a really weird setup.
That's a bad. I don't know. I'd be like, if my guy's got to go, I got to go too, and that's just it. All right, let's get you caught up. Time for a sports wrap. Sponsored by 40 Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers. He is the man, Mark Wilson.
All right, Tigers are getting ready for a 3-gamer against the Twins starting tomorrow after a loss to the Astros. Yeah, they lost to the Astros. Season's done. What can you do? You know, you gave it a good shot. You gave it a good ride. You went 20-9. Now you're done. You know, if you lose one to Houston, they automatically take you out of the mix. The Tigers are not eligible for postseason play now because they've lost to the Houston Astros. 6-2 the final. I'm kidding. There'll be someone that thinks that actually happened. Dallas Keuchel is his name. And handling the Tigers is game. That's his old college buddy, Drew Smyles, from Arkansas. Struck out 7 in his 7 innings of work. He walked none. Victor Martinez hit his 7th home run of the season for the Tigers. That was really the only big highlight. Corcoran, Springer, and Dominguez all homered for the Astros. Tigers still take 3 out of 4. And again, the Twins are in town tomorrow. It's Miguel Cabrera Trophy Night. And that just, God, that's got bad written all over it. I don't know why. The Vikings are on the clock, and now the commissioner. We'll just mention the pick here to you. Twins, as I said, are here against Justin Verlander going against Minnesota's Phil Hughes. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker DeMann. Live at On the Rocks in Madison Heights, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Anthony Barr has been selected by Minnesota, the linebacker out of UCLA. That's a little high value for him. A little higher than people thought. But Anthony Barr, who did a great job at the combine and his pro day, has been taken by the Vikings, who went defense in that division. See how the Vikings did that? Mike Zimmer knows he's a defensive guy.
They know what they need in that division.
NBA playoffs, conference semis, game 2. Right now, Miami leads in the 4th over the Nets, 79-73. LeBron's got 18 as the Miami Heat try to go 2-7. I think last time I looked, it was still like 6.5 minutes.
Right.
Blazers Spurs go at 9:30. Stanley Cup playoffs. Second round game in Montreal. The Canadiens and the Bruins still nothing. 0-0 in the second period. Other baseball, American League Indians are winners today over the Twins. They won the last 3 in that series. 15 hits for Cleveland in that one. Orioles lead the Rays 3-1 sixth. Interleague, Blue Jays over the Phillies 7-2 in the sixth. Rangers lead the Rockies. They're slowing them down a little, 2-0 right now in the third. Boy, the Rockies just red hot with the bat. White Sox over the Cubs, 2-1 in the third at U.S. Cellular. PGA Players Championship will go to round two at Sawgrass with Martin Keimer in the lead at 9-under par, a two-shot lead on Russell Henley. Sangmoon Bay with a 66. What are you looking at?
Is that really who they're going to pick? No, that's what they're projecting.
Yeah, Ebron's name has come up with the Lions.
A tight end, if they do that, I'm done.
Bubba Watson, 69, Rory, 70, and Phil Mickelson, a very disappointing 3-over. The Lions selection is here. All right, that's your sports wrap. Let's hear the Lions selection. Brought to you by Sporty Cuts.
And Barry Sanders, who still looks great.
We have a special guest to announce the Detroit Lions selection. Please welcome one of the greatest players in NFL history, Hall of Fame running back, Barry Sanders.
Thank you. Thanks again, fans, for voting me on the cover of Madden NFL 25 last year.
Who was Mike?
This year, fans will vote one of these stars on the cover of Madden NFL 15.
15?
For more info, go to MaddenCover.com.
Okay, thanks,
fans. Fans, you're on the clock. It is now my pleasure to announce that with the 10th pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Eric Ebron, tight end.
Typical Lions. Typical Lions. Nothing's changed. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
He's crying.
They are who we thought they were.
Keep it going, Gary. Terrible. Are you serious?
I had heard people talk about Eric Ebron.
His name was out there. We've talked about him. My God.
Eric Ebron's name came up the other night. And I said, over my dead body, do I want the tight end from North Carolina? You got Bartholomew, whatever his name is, for Pettigrew. Bartholomew's still there. Joseph Fourier catches touchdown passes. This is a luxury pick. You don't need Ebron. You have Joe Fourier. You have Bartholomew. Brandon Pettigrew. He's not even dropping that many balls anymore.
Are you serious? Really? That's the pick?
Look at Gridiron. He's going crazy over this. Woo! A tight end is coming to town in the first round. There you go, number 10.
Lions do it again. I guess things haven't changed. Thanks, Jim Caldwell. Are you serious?
Rob, not only an offensive piece.
Unbelievable.
But truly one you didn't need.
You don't need. Really? Was that their issue, the tight end?
No, I think this is to get rid of Pettigrew down the line.
You just brought him back.
Down the line. It's a future pick again. And to solidify, they want another. They're going to rotate tight ends every 5-6 years. Play the theme song. We never played the theme song, Gary. Unless you don't have
one. You don't have one ready yet.
That's all right. I'm sorry. Did I put you on the spot?
Unbelievable. Hey, we want to hear from some Lions fans. Anybody in here? Anybody wants to a Lions fan and want to come up and talk to us? Let's get a Lions fan. Get one of those guys back there.
Eric Ebron has been taken by the Lions with the 10th overall pick.
Come on, one of these guys. One of these guys right here.
Oh, Lord, no.
Come on.
You know what I hope? I hope.
Get one of these guys.
Why, he's going to say the same thing we are.
I just want to hear what.
Oh, I don't have one. Hey, call in.
Otherwise, why are we?
I don't know.
Well, come on. You got to be kidding me with that one.
No one's going to like it, though, is what I'm saying.
What's happening?
How you doing there, Parker?
Doing great. Where you from?
Detroit, Michigan.
Please tell me your thoughts on the Lions' pick of a tight end in the first round.
I think it's a horrible pick. I mean, you know, the problems we had was not in the on the offensive. We have a few problems on the offensive end, but the greater problems were on the defensive end and the secondary. So I would have liked to see Dequise Denard instead of
I wanted Darquez Denard too, and I'm really hoping that Tennessee at 11 picks Denard now. We have the same situation that we have with Joey Harrington and Quentin Jammer. Joey Harrington's been out of the league for 7 years, and Jammer is still playing at a level and actually helped the Broncos get to the Super Bowl.
It's unbelievable. All right, are you disappointed in just the Lions in general, or even like, you know, Jim Caldwell's new here. He thought maybe some things were maybe going to change. I don't know how anybody feels good about this pick. I really don't.
Well, maybe somewhere down the draft, Jim Caldwell changes his mind and somebody else who picks Darquise Dennard wants to trade for this tight end we picked up.
All right.
Who knows?
Appreciate it. Thank you, thank you. Thanks for stopping through.
Thank you.
All right, 248-848-1130.
I always do it this way, Rob. Name me the last tight end that won you a Super Bowl.
Mark
Bavaro. That was really
who? Mark Bavaro.
Mark Bavaro was a piece of that puzzle. He didn't win it. That defense won that Super Bowl.
I know, Mark, but you asked me he was a big part of the Giants offense.
Even pretending that was true, how many years are we talking ago?
20 years ago, 25 years ago. I'm just saying, I'm just throwing out a name, that's all, but I don't get it. I really don't. I mean, what? It's a shocker to me.
You don't even have to have a great tight end to win in this league at all. I'm angry about it. So angry, I'm going to keep eating my hamburger. The great hamburger.
I don't even. Mark, I'm lost.
I'm losing my appetite.
I'm lost for words. I really am. I'm like,
me too.
Really?
I thought Eric Ebron was a joke.
No, I mean, I didn't think it was a joke. I know his name was mentioned, but wow.
No, I thought that anybody who would mention Ebron with the Lions, that was just a ha. Well, we'll just throw it out there in case they do something stupid, like pick Eric Ebron.
I don't know. Here we go.
Welcome to Dr. Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle, it's just another.
Is in the house.
Another situation where I think Lions fans are going to just shake their heads and say, really?
Hey, Theo.
Really? A tight end?
Theo.
He don't want to come on.
What do you mean you don't want to? Since when do you turn down airtime? God, at least promote your dang show. Says no. You got a show right here at DFN. Look at your partner there in slime.
All right, come on. I ain't scared of you. I ain't scared of you at all.
Oh, dude. I wanted you to see if you had any enthusiasm for this.
So you could
give us a little rendition of something, but I don't even think you're excited about it.
No, let
Are
me
you?
Tell you right now. Let me explain something to you right now.
Okay, I can't
I'm
wait.
Super excited about whatever goes on with my team.
I
Make
understand.
No mistake about it. Now, on my show with my wonderful co-host right here, Gridiron and the Chef, Sunday mornings 9 to 11.
There you go.
On this wonderful station, 1130 WDFN, we both said that the Lions would take Ebron. We already called that. So this isn't a shot. Now, I would have liked to have seen Anthony Barr. That's who I would have liked to have seen because I get the defense that they want to run now. They want to get the blitzing linebacker in there or whatever. Minnesota straight up just laid down the gauntlet. And I hope that when they meet up with Minnesota, they make them pay for this right here. Minnesota stole this guy from us. They stole him from us. But nevertheless, when it's all said and done, I'm 100% Detroit Lions, and whoever lines up and puts on the Honolulu blue and silver, that's my man.
Theo.
Yes.
Who do I got to you know what to get a shutdown corner on this team?
Theo,
a shutdown corner?
The Lions lost four games in the fourth quarter this past year, which was the most in the NFL.
Right.
And all we got to talk about is how many times did we see Eli Manning, we saw Joe Flacco, all those guys complete 4th and 17, 3rd and 20, and those were the games. Where is the secondary help that they need
people? We got the bodies already because let me tell you, it's already been out there all over the place, but I'll bring it up again. Rod Woodson, Hall of Famer Rod Woodson, has already gone on record as saying that D-backs take longer to meet up to their potential or whatever. So now he's working with Slay. He loves Slay. You got Chris Greenwood. Football Focus had Greenwood rated like they had him like rated in like the top 10 in D-backs at the end of the season. I like Greenwood. I like Slay. I like Bentley in there. We got Jonte. We have bodies.
Good luck. Good luck on
we
all
we
that.
Yeah, we have bodies.
Everybody's got a
Everybody
body.
Everybody got bodies. I'm not buying into
that.
These aren't blue blood guys in the NFL.
You talk about shutdown corners. I mean, there are only like a handful of shutdown
but
corners.
There were two in this draft.
Hold on.
Darquise Dennard is not shutdown corner. He's not shutdown. He's good corner. He's not shutdown. Shutdown is.
But
Patrick
the bottom
Peterson.
Line is, the bottom line is, do they really need another tight end? I'm
you
serious.
You need weapons.
You need another tight end.
You need weapons.
I'm not. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not buying that at all.
You need weapons. It's all about nine. It's all about nine. This thing.
I'm not buying. I think the line
right here, this train only rolls as far as nine takes them. It's all about nine.
Taylor Lewan has just gone next to the Tennessee Titans, so they went offensive line with Michigan's Taylor Lewan, who still has a little few court dates.
And now I wonder about Johnny Manziel is sitting there now.
I told you, it may not go in the first round.
I'm still putting up.
That'd be a crime. That's a crime. I love Johnny.
But what does that say? What does that say about
him? We got a couple guys on the line, too.
Teams will see
him. He'll go. Someone will take him here.
All right. We got a couple of calls. Let's take a couple of calls. 248-848-1130.
First one up is JT.
All right. We got JT. You're on Sports Night with Park and the Man. What's up, JT?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great.
That's good. Well, first of all, I think Ryan Broyles is out the door. That's Ebron's job now. But, you know, last year the Lions
was a wide receiver. Go ahead, sorry.
They had three players who had 1,400 yards total offense. CJ, Bell, and Bush. Why do they need more offense? I don't understand.
Don't! You're already setting records here.
You don't need another guy. Come on.
You're stop people.
Why don't you need another guy?
Because you need to start stopping. Look at the division you're in with Aaron Rodgers and Jay Cutler. That's why you'll never win a division.
I just saw a team with an explosive offense go to the Super Bowl. Now, granted, whatever happened to
them. No, who beat them?
Whatever happened to them? Everybody cannot be. The Lions are not made to be the Seattle
Lions,
Seahawks.
The Lions were last or second last defensively.
They were 23 in pass defense.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pass defense.
They were 23 in pass defense.
And as I told you, they gave up.
They were 16 in total.
They lost four games in the fourth quarter when they gave up big plays.
But you still got guys.
I'm not buying it.
You still got guys. The last time I checked, the highest paid D-back in the NFL was a fifth-round draft pick. So you can still find guys. It's not all in.
Of course not, but I just think that's not the pick that people wanted to see.
The only problem is the Lions don't have a history of finding fifth-round picks that work out to be Richard Sherman. They don't find that.
Willie Young was a seventh-round pick, and he managed
a different
to be
position.
Okay.
I'm talking about D-backs. Look, the only time this team won a playoff game since 57, they had a terrific secondary. Melvin Jenkins, Ray Crockett.
That's right.
Those guys were terrific.
But the last time they made it to the playoffs was because of number nine. You got to do what you got to do to make number nine successful.
What happened? They lost a game to Green Bay and a game to New Orleans by a combined with them scoring 90 points.
They gave up 99-0.
45
in
two straight
games. And that's the defense you're talking about? They gave up 90 points?
This is the identity of our Detroit Lions. This is who they are. They want to score points. That's who they are.
All right, but they'll never win anything.
I've seen the
identity
for 58 years.
It's just ridiculous.
You can win. It's proven. It's already, the facts are already out
one
there.
One playoff win
throughout
since
throughout the entire NFL. It's broken down. It's almost 50-50. It's about 50-50. Can I sing the song? We got like a ton of Lions fans.
Do it.
Here. We got to sing.
Come
this
on,
song.
Here he is.
Party people, everybody, listen up.
Come on.
I want to sing this wonderful
there
song.
There we go.
If this thing turned up right here, Ray. I want to make sure that we sing this song.
I knew you
because
did.
I know some of y'all might be sad. Some of y'all might even be mad.
Some.
But it does not matter because on Sundays when they do what they do, we got to make them know that Detroit Lions fans are the best. And it goes like this. Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield, and win the blue and silver. Everybody, stand and cheer the break.
Boo, boo, boo.
So hard win the game.
I didn't do it.
You will keep your thing down the field and gain.
A Lions
victory. Go Lions.
Right there. Gridiron Chef. Sundays, you want to hear more of that? Sunday right here, 9 to 11 on AM 1130 WDFN. We can't top it. We'll come back.
God bless you. We got more phone calls, 248-848-1130.
And we'll give away more tickets. Andrea's got tickets. We'll do that next, live and on the rocks in Madison Heights.